Here at SaaS Global Forum, getting ready to speak with Judy Rourke, colleague and web developer in SaaS Publishing, along with Phil Holland, one of our esteemed authors at SaaS Press. And I want to talk a little bit about the interchange between our authors and what Judy does for our author pages and actually for SaaS Publishing News and many other web projects that she works on. Thank you for doing this, Judy and Phil.
Okay.
You're welcome. Thanks.
And Judy, this is your first SaaS Global Forum, so I'm wondering if you can tell us what your impressions are so far.
Very overwhelming. A lot of people to meet. It was very exciting to meet authors like Phil, just because now I can make eye contact, and when I harass him for articles and links and papers and blogging, he has to respond to me because he's met me face to face, and I'm hoping the guilt factor is going to work heavily in my favor here.
It probably will.
And Phil, we know that you have a lot of content, obviously, that we're able to add to your author page. Is there anything that you're thinking about submitting in the future?
Well, one of the books is already on the author page because it's in SaaS Press, but the other one is not available through SaaS Catalog, but is available in Amazon. So I was wondering how easy it would be to add an extra link for the external book.
It'll take me 5 minutes and it'll cost you $50, and I can do it. So.
That sounds a very cheap option.
That'll be something very easy to do. And actually, it'll just promote you and adds to your sort of your street cred, as we call it, you know, because it builds up your bio on the author pages. Ultimately, we'd really like the author pages to be a one-step place that they can come to find out about you, about blogs, about papers, books that you've written, books that you like, just, you know, sort of a one-stop shopping to find out everything about all of our authors.
Yeah, so I know you've got links set up for Twitter and LinkedIn, and presumably the other social media will be included there as well.
Yes, little by little we're getting icons added for all of those too, so it's not just a link, but it would be like a, you know, the blog is that little orange thing with the thing. So we're hoping we'll do more of that, so it just won't be links, it'll make the page a little bit more aesthetically pleasing.
Or maybe I can spoil it by having a squid with a single eye on for the Squidoo.
That's right. Yeah, but that definitely would be something. And maybe we're hoping that some people like you and some other people like Carpenter will be forefront. And once you build up your pages, other authors will see it too and take after and say, hey, listen, I'd like to do a Squidoo. And I'd like to set up a Facebook page. And if we can get 5 or 6 core people to do that and then really tout it, because I'm the editor of SaaS Publishing News, and say, hey, look what Phil's done, then other authors may say, I want to be known too, so what do I need to do? Then we hook them up with Kirsten and Shelley, and I hope for next year to have a, you know, more robust author page site.
Yeah, it sounds really good.
Well, now I'm going to turn things over to Judy a little bit, since you had her explain to you a little bit more about author pages. Is there a question that you have for Phil? This is one of the first opportunities that you've had to meet, as you mentioned earlier, authors face-to-face. I mean, you've been working for SaaS for 11 or 12 years now.
11.
And have worked, whether it was on companion pages, which we had in the past, or author pages, or as you mentioned, SaaS Publishing News. This, you said earlier today, this has been a really great experience because you finally are getting to see some of these people whose pages and photos you've seen for years. From your perspective, is there something that you'd like to ask of Phil?
I would love to see you do a featured blog on Open Mic. That would be great. We always want people to write blogs, and from our author's perspective, whether it's about something that you've learned here at SaaS Global Forum, possibly maybe something you're doing in the future. You just told me that you might possibly be chair for Las Vegas.
Yes,
so it might be nice to have a blog about how you felt when you got it, the work that you're going to do, and we could sort of follow you step by step on that. We could feature in SaaS Publishing News, put it on your author page. Would that be something you'd be interested in doing?
That sounds good.
That'd be fantastic.
Really does sound good. Yeah.
Great. Good. Yes. Good.
And thank you both for doing this. And in closing, I just want to mention that Judy played for the SaaS soccer team last year in England, and rumor has it she's not going to Europe this year to play, unfortunately, but if she is, it may give you guys another opportunity to meet up.
So. Well, actually, you know, it is in Belgium. Maybe you would need some help, and you could meet me in Belgium, and SaaS will pay for my trip to go play soccer.
Well, I'd certainly be willing to go to Belgium to meet you and to have a beer.
Evidently. Oh, that's right, the beer list.
Yeah.
The beer list, so.
Well, thank you both very much.
Okay, thank you.